Secondly, there are a lot of women who say things like, I don't know if they're joking or not. They say things like, you know, I want a gentleman in the streets and a thug in the sheets, which is, you know, kind of the same thing like men say, you know, how they want a lady in the public and whatever they say, you know, behind closed doors. It's the same kind of thing, just flipped around for the opposite gender. But I think that one of the best kinds of relationships to have is with a guy who is a nice guy with some street smarts. You know, and how does that look? What does that look like? That is somebody who is not so naive that they get gamed on. It's someone who stands up for himself. It's someone who is going to put people in check if they disrespect him, his woman, his mama, his family. Now, does that mean he's going to grab a gun and go shoot somebody? No, I did not say that. I said he's going to put them in check. That could be filing a lawsuit. That could be filing an EEOC discrimination claim. That could be sitting down and having a serious talk with somebody. It could be sending a demand letter. It could be filing some kind of case for fraud. I mean, there's many different ways that this person can be put in check. It does not have to end in violence. And most people really understand you digging in their pockets. They understand that's the best. So it becomes kind of an issue of assessing where this man is and how he fits with you, no matter where he comes from. One problem is, you guys remember the Michael Vick thing? I'm kind of going off track, but I just want to use this as an example. Michael Vick was, you know, just making millions, you know, living in this nice gated community, dude on property, had cars, respect. I mean, you know, just this big time sports figure. The problem was, though, he could not leave his hood ways behind. He just couldn't do it. So you have that thing where you have people that are in the hood, raised in the hood, and they get out and they just can't leave the ghetto behind. This has happened in his case, and he had to suffer. You know, he got involved in some shady stuff and ended up doing some time. This has also happened with several young black females that have been in the news over the past few years. These girls were going to Harvard, Columbia Law, all this kind of stuff, and they had these thug boyfriends. And I'm saying thug in this case because it was true. These guys were violent criminals, drug dealing and, you know, shooting, having guns, these girls hiding the guns, all kind of stuff. So a four-year scholarship to Harvard ends up being 4 years behind bars instead. And, you know, she lost everything to have this man. I can't remember the girl's name right now, but I'm sure you heard of the case. It was just all of the news. It was just so scandalous. And she looked so innocent, just so sweet. I mean, just had such a promising career. But as it turned out, she was from the hood. She had gotten some kind of scholarship to go to a private school outside of, you know, her general area, but she just couldn't leave it behind. She, you know, she took all that hood stuff with her when she went. Okay, so that's one problem. The second problem is that the young women don't know when to cut bait. Now, I understand that young women look for excitement. That is what they want in a boyfriend. They're not looking to get married. They're not trying to be settled down. They're not trying to change a bunch of diapers and make pablum and dinner on the table at 6 o'clock. That's not where their head is. And I can't say that I blame them. But what the young women are losing track of somewhere, they're losing focus. It's fine to date these kind of guys. If that's what you want to do, you're a grown woman. You're over the age of 18. You're essentially, in this country, you're an adult. You are entitled to make whatever decision you want to make. I am merely saying there has to be some kind of understanding that there have to be rules and boundaries when you interact with guys that you know are not going to be good for you long term. They're fun and they're exciting for right now, but that's where you should leave them, in the present. You don't bring them into the future with you. You do not fall in love with them. That is rule number one. You can date them. You can spend time with them, party with them, you know, hit the bed with them, whatever you want to do. But you have to figure out a way to keep your emotions in check. You do not put your emotions in the hands of someone that you already know, and I don't care whether it's a thug dude or somebody from the college campus, somebody that you know does not have the kind of mentality to be a committed relationship with you. You know, use your brain. Look at this situation for what it is. A lot of these guys have four or five women. You know, is that the man you really want to be in love with? I mean, you might want to kick it with him or whatever, but that's not no one you should invest emotional stock in. That's you just shouldn't do that. You're shutting yourself up to be disappointed and to have your heart broken. That makes no sense, okay? That's one thing. Don't fall in love. Number two, don't have any children. What is all this baby having stuff you guys are doing here? You have a future, young lady. You need to make sure that it happens for you. Like I said, you're over 18. You can date who you want to date. Your parents probably not going to like it, but, you know, if they see that it's just some temporary little thing that you're doing, they probably won't trip too much. But you have to handle yourself. You want to say, well, I'm grown. I make my own decision. I decide what I want to do with my life. Okay, that's fine. But you need to do that like you have some sense then. Don't say all that and then turn around and make some decisions like a 12-year-old. So you don't have children by a man that you're not married to. If he's a man who's not trying to be in a committed long-term relationship with you, there should be no discussion about having children. Why did you want to do that to the kids? You know, they deserve to have two parents. They deserve to have two people that are going to be involved with them, and they're not, you know, you worried about the dude getting killed in a drive-by. That makes no sense to me. That makes absolutely no sense at all. So, okay, it looks like we got a caller. Do you have a question, caller? Area code 718. Caller from area code 718. Oh, I guess we lost him. Okay, no problem. Caller, if you want to, you can call back. And for those who didn't hear the number, the phone number to call is 310-928-7733. That's 310-928-7733. If you're a Skype user, feel free to use your Skype. Our Skype username here is inner_light_radio. And we can patch you in through the Skype as well. All right? So let's see. So talking about the baby having thing, that was just like, oh, that's a disaster. I don't understand what's going on there. Also, you make sure that you keep some boundaries up. Okay, if you're going to date these kinds of guys and spend time with them, you know, go into it slowly. I can say, well, let me just deal with this first, and then I'll go there. Go into it slowly because what you want to find out is where this guy's head is. Now, there are a lot of very successful men that grew up in inner city urban areas. They were raised in the project. They have friends that are in jail. They might have done a little stretch themselves in their youth. But at some point, they realized that was not the path they wanted to go down. They got their butts in school. Even if they didn't go to school, they took some classes, read some books. They may have started a business. I know two guys that started, they have some very successful janitorial services. And these guys are so, I mean, their street training of how to talk to people, how to be engaging, how to schmooze and be charming, the same tactics that they use to get women and get themselves out of, you know, tight situations, they now use it to represent their businesses. They have, I mean, they're constantly hiring people because they have, you know, they're getting so many contracts. These guys are master salesmen and wonderful businessmen. Did they go to college to do, you know, get an MBA? Absolutely not. But they have an innate sense of fairness and how to treat people with respect and how to make money. They have the idea of, okay, I'm going to do this and this is, you know, I'm going to get paid for it. That came from the hood, you know, so it depends on where this guy's head is. And that's when I'm, you know, I need to emphasize that there are two kinds of street dudes. Well, probably more like three.